This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good morning, it's Friday. The witch, that's the witch, and she's always around to welcome Friday. Yes, isn't it exciting? And here's Leanne, our own witch.
Who makes old man sounds
she
now.
She came in this morning. We were all in the studio already, and Leanne walks around the corner and goes, or something. You made like some funny noise. And I was like, ah, she's announcing her arrival. That's what that is.
It came from the bowels of someone who's really tired.
That's right.
Has had a long week.
Somewhere deep inside.
And it's Friday.
No, do you know where that's from?
What?
We always start the morning. These days, I mean, this whole week, we've basically started with a song every morning. Every time anyone says anything, then some song pops up in your head.
What song is that?
We need to catch these
musical
references.
Let's go. Okay. Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you.
Crowded House.
Thank you.
Do you catch this, yeah?
No.
No, you guys
won't. I feel like I'm in an episode of Noot for Noot.
We should play Noot for a Noot every week, shouldn't we?
Oh, yes. Why
that
not?
Be a good game to play. Don't you think that would be fun?
I would love it. I would suck, but
you,
I'd love it.
Have you
it.
Never heard that song, Sia?
No.
It's beautiful.
I don't even know who or what Crowded House is.
Oh, come on.
Where are they from? Which era?
Australia.
They're from New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
You guys don't even know yourselves.
Yes.
Well, come on. How close are those? It's like Namibia and South Africa.
Which song is that again? They're pushing first time in my life. That's right.
Better be home soon.
Thank you very
Better
much.
Better be home soon.
How did you get that one?
Sorry, just 10 points for me. No, it was Google.
Okay, well, listen to this. Oh, he just did a Google lyrics.
Yeah, Crowded House, Somewhere Deep Inside.
Right. So just listen to this. This is beautiful. I mean, this will improve your musical outlook on life and make your Friday better. So just try this, yeah? And if it's really terrible, I promise you I won't choose the songs any day of next week. You guys can. All right? Just give us a try.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you.
What a song. So beautiful.
And it's pushing me aside.
Stretch
on forever.
Please don't sing with, please. We're having a really good time now.
And I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell you, you better be home soon.
That is lower than a baritone. Who's that garbage character from Sesame Street? The one who lives
Animal.
In a dustbin.
Animal, I think. Isn't it Animal? It used to be when I was a kid. Anyway, there it is. Crowded
you better
house.
Be home soon.
What a great song.
Sounds like a demand.
Oh, so nice. The freaking millennial in you. Oh, my word.
This
thing,
is not romantic.
Thing,
who are you telling better be home soon?
Yeah, next thing Sia's going to say, it's part of rape culture.
Oh, it's a sexual harassment thing. You'd better be home soon.
Let me
soon.
Tell you something. Young people are having less sex than the last three generations.
Where do you get that from?
Do you know how much sex I've had?
Do you know how much sex you're having?
You're not. No, statistically, millennials and Gen Z, well, obviously Gen Z quite young still, so we can count them out for the moment. Uh-huh. But if you're a millennial, statistically, and they've done all the research in first world countries, and obviously that applies somewhat in this country, and lifestyle standard measures and access to resources and sexual health education and all that stuff notwithstanding, less sex than the previous two generations.
I've seen the research.
There we go. Leanne was part of it. She was surveyed.
And if I had have kept an Excel spreadsheet,
Jesus, you'd be in trouble.
I'd need to have different sheets at the bottom.
There'd be more than one sheet.
Yes.
So the next time someone goes somewhere deep inside, what do?
Hashtag cancel Crowd House.
No, not crowd.
Crowded House. Hashtag cancel them.
Oh, I give up.
Yes,
demanding
cancel them
people
of rape
to better
culture.
Be home soon.
I mean, the youth of today, honestly.
See, you do yourself a favor this weekend, and you will thank me, I'm sure. That's a pretty song, right?
I could lump it with Alanis Morissette. What? There's a thing that he does when he sings like he has a big flat tongue.
Can I tell you what I'm excited about? Because you've ruined that now.
Sorry, that's a bit overly descriptive.
So on Wednesday, I sent this WhatsApp group of friends of mine a message, and I said, guys, who wants to go and see Aha in February next year?
Why wasn't I on that?
You want to go?
Yes.
All right, come on. Do you want to change your plans?
I bought the max number of tickets which you can get at a time is 10. Uh-huh. And they're all going to pay me back. I hope.
Including you, Leah.
But I bought these 10 tickets.
If they don't, I'm in.
No, sure. I bought these tickets, and I'm more excited than you can imagine. Like, you know, for me to go to a concert, and this one's at Emerentia or like Marks Park or something. So it's not going to be...
Where day drinking is encouraged.
Yeah, you get there and you have a picnic basket. I mean, the four girls or five girls that are coming are going to... They'll cater and take care of everything, and the guys will bring the booze.
As girls do.
And the guys will bring the booze, right? And we'll all pay for everything. So it's going to be a really fun day, and I'm excited as hell about this. Now, I don't go to concerts anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't for anything. Except Aha.
You'd love them that much?
Yeah.
Were you in love with Morton Harkett when you were a kid?
Yes. And he still looks so good.
Most girls had a massive crush on this dude.
Yeah.
She's thinking about him now.
Towards the horizon.
She's getting very excited suddenly out of the blue.
Hashtag Poozle.
Poozle. Do you remember Poozle? All right. No, you don't need to know about that, Sia.
Guys, you've already overwhelmed me.
It's the female form of the erection.
Yes. Poozle.
When you have a poozle.
You're going to make Sia upset. Just don't go there.
Right. Look towards Google as you described
that. I want to play you something. I don't know if I've ever played this for you before, but they did an MTV Unplugged version of Take On Me.
Oh, yes. The slow
version. Did I play
version.
It?
Yes,
I'm not going to play it again. Okay. But it's gorgeous.
No, then you really are excited for this.
Well, mostly with... You know, the fact that we'll all be chilling together in the
you
sun.
You know what I like about Crowded House and Aha is that my mum listened to them too and loved them too. It's like a shared thing.
No, my parents...
It was across generations.
My parents listened to Hendrix and the Beatles and the Stones.
My dad's like a Jethro Tull kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, if we go back to that story you brought us, Leanne, on... Wednesday, I think, the list of what baby boomers do that millennials don't understand. Mm-hmm. One of them was how baby boomers just all gather at concerts or events and they just stand there with their arms crossed.
Yeah. They pay money for tickets and then cross their arms.
Then the Aha concert is going to be banging.
It's going to be lit.
Just tons of people standing.
It's going to be lit.
Looking grumpy with their arms folded.
It's going to be lit.
No one with their camera phones out. No. If they do, they're holding it at a distance, trying to work out the Zoom function.
Can you imagine?
We'll be watching it with our own eyes.
Oh, yeah, you aren't recording anything.
And imprinting it on our actual memory, not our memory cards.
I occasionally will listen to Bill Maher's Real Time, which is a show on HBO in America, which you don't get here. And I listen to it because even though we largely have disagreements politically, I find Bill Maher to be one of the smarter people in American politics, and he has a hell of a contribution to make. And so far, even in the things I've disagreed with him on, he is one of the smartest people on American television. So he was talking about this epidemic of shootings, you know, these mass shootings that happen. And you know it's an obsession of mine at the moment to try and figure out what's going on in the world that we have this problem. Because it's a unique problem, and it's mostly a problem with young men. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's overwhelmingly a problem with young men. And he went into quite a diatribe the other day on his show about how he reckons the big problem here is, and it relates to what we were talking to a second ago, which made me think about it, that these are actually just lonely guys. And it also relates to millennials having sex.
Yeah.
Because there are these people called the incels, involuntarily celibate. Uh-huh. Those are young men who are so unattractive and so uninspiring and so off-putting to women that women will not sleep with them. And these are the guys who
I don't know. I'm up to the challenge.
Well, you don't want to see some of these fuckers. Trust me.
Yeah.
And these are guys who are so desperate for love and attention. They probably didn't get it when they were children from their parents or one parent or neither of them or whatever. And then they grow up and they have this problem with women. And they develop because they don't get love and attention because either they look like shit, they make no effort with themselves, they have no personalities to speak of, they don't have a sense of humor. They've given up. And then they expect women must just love them just because they exist. You know, it's this entitlement idea that just because you are a creature that has been birthed, somehow the world owes you something. And that women somewhere owe you sex. Mm. And this is deeply disturbing because then these guys grow up. And they eventually get old enough to go and buy a gun. And they do that, and the gun is their only friend because everyone treats them like the loser that they are. And this is major because social media has made this way worse, right? In the past, and this again, I'm sort of quoting but not quoting exactly what Bill Maher was saying. In the past, a loser would just stay at home on a Friday night and read Star Wars fan fiction. Mm-hmm. Now, a loser has to go on Instagram and see how great everyone else's lives are.
Which makes him feel even worse about himself.
Now a loser has to go on there and see all these beautiful girls he'll never get with. Because they find him.
All the handsome guys with the beautiful girls.
Handsome guys with the beautiful girls. And then he feels, as a young man, like he's just a waste. Mm. So he's going to kill himself. But in doing that, he also wants to take it out on the losers that he feels are losers, even though he's the loser.
The losers in inverted commas.
See what I mean? So I think that he's onto something. I think this may be a very good explanation for why we have the problem that we have in America at the moment. I mean, it makes sense because I often go on social media and I do have a really fun time. My life is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I very seldom am unhappy about my circumstances. I don't ever feel like I'm a victim of anything. But like all of us, sometimes you go on there and you're like, shit, those people are having a holiday. Mm. And it's the middle of August. What did I do wrong?
Mm.
Or why don't I have that car? Or we're all guilty of this in some way. And you've got to pinch yourself and come back to reality and realize if you didn't have this stupid phone and it wasn't what made you feel good and bad, and it does, it's responsible.
No, it does, dude. I've had to cut down on social media because of that. Because I realized...
Does it make you feel bad?
Well, at some point, it started making me feel some sort of negative way about myself and my life.
Yeah,
and
not good, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then I just cut down on it.
Yeah.
I'd probably go on Instagram twice a day now, where I was literally on the gram every chance I got, you know, to get on there.
So it makes me then wonder, if this is one of the probable causes or reasons why we're in this current situation, heaven only knows what we need to do to solve something like this. Because I'm not going around hugging people and not going, it's okay.
Singing Kumbaya and shit.
Grow up and you have to deal with the way that the world works.
Yeah, I think you're right. We can't start being... We can't let these people feel that now they'll get the attention that they crave so badly in a negative sense just because we're scared they'll shoot someone.
Yeah. It's not like with women who were in that position before and then we gave women the attention.
Well, that was also because women were getting the wrong kind of attention from men, if you know what I mean. You know?
That type.
Yeah.
Try again, Leanne.
That was more like E.
Yeah.
There we
That's
go.
Better. Sure. It was like a lapsed whistle. It was very bad.
Old man's whistle.
Yeah, it was bad. It's an interesting theory because we've spoken about this for a couple of days now running, and it just occurs to me that a lot of this stuff is already, you know, it's out there, it's being dealt with, people are talking about it. And I think that we are getting closer to understanding what the set of circumstances is that puts people in a position where they feel so excluded from the rest of society, so alone, that they're prepared to do terrible things and get themselves into situations that don't have a way out.
Mm.
So it's just worth thinking about because in that case, it's not mental illness or any of that stuff.
No.
It's actually all of us.
It's
we're
a
all responsible.
Of society.
Right, and if we're all responsible, and I think to some degree we are, then let's be responsible for that and figure out a way of mitigating the harm done by social media.
Yeah, well, a lot of it started already with anti-bullying, acceptance of who you are no matter what.
Well, Yes, but at the same time, you get the woke scolds, these people who are online and who spend all of their time telling everybody else what they should and shouldn't say, that they are bigots or they're racist or they're sexist or they're chauvinist or they're homophobic or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, these people are constantly telling everyone else what they should and shouldn't do and be and what's acceptable and what isn't. And those people are not helping. I actually think in some way that they have some kind of...
It's a cult of its own.
Yeah, and that cult is bad. And what it's doing is it's now causing effects on other cults online. It's all very complex. Tell you what, if you can keep your kids off social media for 16 years, let them, maybe they can start at 16, maybe even 18. If you can do that, they'll probably end up healthier adults. And that's not saying that I know better. But if I had children, I would not let the little fuckers anywhere near social media until they were 18. I can promise you now it will just impact negatively on their health, not positively. True. Their mental health, their self-esteem, their sense of what the world's really about. It's not like the world is not what you see on social media.
Exactly. Should see. I mean, I see the kinds of people my younger cousins follow on social media, and it's like, you're 12 and you're following this 26-year-old hoe who does all these things. What are you learning from that?
Jeez.
Right.
Hey?
It's a hoe.
Yeah. Damn it.
I haven't heard that word since the Ludacris song.
Well, we were listening to Ludacris this morning before you arrived.
That's right. We were. We liked Ludacris.
Oh, this is why the folk has changed that.
But this stuff is important. And if you don't want to end up in a society where all these people, these weird losers, and they are losers. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. So they've already got problems. Well, but
if you have to ask them, they've already given up and they've lost. Yeah.
Well, that's it.
So they're losers.
And we're making it worse with social media. We all these people, you know, look at me with my avocado on toast while someone else is eating a cup of noodles.
Don't even get me on that. I've been having it
for 40 years. You got Leanne started.
Having avocado on toast for 40 years.
We've been having beans all our lives.
Beans?
Yeah.
So now when I get... I've been having beans on toast all my life.
Jeez.
A struggle in me now. I've been having beans.
Well,
my life.
I've been having beans.
I had to struggle.
Struggling and suffering. What was that song from South Park that they used to sing? They never finish. Massa got me working. Someday Massa set me free. Yeah, everybody's struggling. Come on, let's all compare our struggles.
Y'all, I have an amazing life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, as the people on Instagram who show you how great their lives are.
Hashtag I woke up like this. Meanwhile, hashtag 45 blessed. Minutes later.
All right, well, here's some criticism. You know, we always like to wake up to this from Sean.
Okay.
Sean says, crowded house is lame as fuck. It was the adult contemporary rubbish even back then. And I'm 36 for the record. Well, fuck you, Sean.
Yeah, fuck you, Sean.
Sean.
Best concert I ever went to was crowded house.
Leanne climbing into Sean. I was being rude.
What did you do at the concert?
Folded my arms.
That's it.
I like the addition of Gugu to the Cliff show in the morning, but he sounds like he's whispering and shouting at the same time. Yeah, he's got to learn some mic technique. He's new to this.
Wow.
But there we go. That's from
Leanne, what's so funny?
That's from Jelly Jelly. Jelly Jelly, who's Jelly Jealous. Interesting Paul Theron take on the NHI. So we must look at that. That's a suggestion of something we should all watch on YouTube. I don't know who Paul Theron is, but I will. Oh. And someone says, this is from Michelle, on the lion discussion from Wednesday, a lion cub was found yesterday in the Cape Flats in Athlone.
What?
What are Cape Town people doing?
Tick.
Probably. So it goes from pit bulls to lion cubs now, because, you know, they all have pit bulls in the Cape Flats.
Hi, my name is Rene. I would like to... get your email address in order to send an invite to Steve Harvey briefing. Oh, yes, apparently Steve Harvey's coming to South Africa.
I love him.
Do you?
Mm.
Well, then you must go and see him.
The moustache get you going?
Because we've been
invited. No, not in that way, Sia.
We've been invited and he's doing apparently a show here or whatever.
Mm.
And it might be fun. You can interview him for us.
I think he's firstly hilarious without even trying.
Yeah.
Just his facial expressions.
Yeah, he is hilarious.
Yeah.
Great guy.
I wouldn't... Can you hear me now?
Yes, probably.
Oh, no.
He's a regular listener. He's
I wouldn't say he's the brightest.
Oh, shit. But okay. Steve, don't take that personally.
Yet, right? When he launches into a serious conversation, especially speaking to women with low self-esteem,
oh yes,
he's amazing.
He's got
life intelligence.
The book he wrote a couple of years ago is what helped him create this new wave in his career that he has. Because, you know, Steve rose up the ranks with the, you know, like the Eddie Murphys and the 80s as like these raw comedians. But then a couple of years ago, he wrote that Think Like a Man book, which opened him up.
He knows exactly how men think.
Women in relationships who are now calling for him. And that's why he now has a talk show in the US, but he's working on Family Feud, a game show as well. Yeah. So there's a bunch of things going on.
I like it.
Sure. All right.
It's a tick from me.
He gets the seal of approval from Leanne Noll. Mm. Very nice. Good for you, Steve Harvey. I bet you didn't expect that this morning in your postbox.
Big honor.
Big honor.
By the way, just going back quickly to the line cub situation. So supposedly illegal line cub trading is a thing. Line cubs carry in street value of around 50,000 rands.
Oh, I hope they eat all the people that are involved. Oh.
The cubs.
I hope the cubs eat all the people.
Well, and that's why it's a thing. The detectives worked with the Organized Crime Investigations Unit to find this out. Yeah,
they're not your animals, people. You know.
Yes, Leon.
I don't know what's happening here.
It's getting dark. It's getting dark.
These are animals for the wild. They are not yours.
Yes.
Keep them in the house, and what will happen?
They will eat you.
How will they eat?
With their teeth.
Yeah, all right. All right, very nice. Now, listen, you shouldn't have a lion in a residential area, full stop. There should be no reason for this. You shouldn't even pet a lion in a non-residential area. And frankly, if you are in a wall-off park or in a nature conservation area or whatever, leave the lions alone.
Yeah.
The only interaction humans should ever have with lions is when they catch us and eat us. Any other interaction is completely unnatural. So, unless you want to be eaten, stay away from the lions. You can watch them from a distance and go, oh, look at their big teeth and look at how they sleep and look at how they lie around and look at how they mate and look at their babies and look at all that stuff. But stay away. Keep a respectful distance.
Imagine minding your own business, and next thing you hear a lion roar from your neighbor's yard.
And listen, you can hear that roar from miles away.
Your neighbors will have turns to explain.
You can do it, Leanne. Go ahead.
Go on, Leanne. Making a lot of people excited this early in the morning.
Very close to your old man sounds.
I shit myself every time you play that.
Well, you should. That's evolution kicking in. That's what that is. All right. Has anyone seen the new Lion King, by the way?
You have seen it.
Yes, I did.
Did you cry?
No. But it's beautiful. It was really beautiful to watch. What they did with the effects and the images. And then I love the new album that has come out with it as well.
All right.
Has nothing to do with the fact that Beyoncé led the creative direction of that album.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But it's a really good album. Yeah.
I think I might see it.
I think I might go see it too, Leah.
The salon.
Guys, I don't know. I don't know all of these things. Just go when the movie launches, okay?
I love the original. I don't know if I want to spoil it by seeing this one. It's probably great.
I don't think it's spoiling, hey?
You think it'll be fine?
Yeah.
Is it going to ruin it for me?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Take your nephews.
Yes. Well, what? Yes, I suppose you can, huh? It's a kid's movie.
You see, when...
Yeah, you want to walk in there as a grown-up on your own?
What I've learned about taking my nieces or nephews out, it's like you need activities that will preoccupy them.
Yeah, you need stuff for them to
Meanwhile, you earn the brownie points of having taken them out. I didn't do anything for 2.5 hours with my nephew. Just stared at a screen.
That's right. Good point. See? Okay, you've won me over. I like that. See, Sia is quite convincing.
Take that, Steve Harvey. I also give out great advice.
Yes, you do. Everybody, let's stand and applaud Sia this morning. That's an important part of our morning. All right. Five things you need to know.
Yes.
Want to start off with that this morning.
No Politics Friday.
No Politics Friday. Yay. And we didn't even have to think about it this morning. We stayed away from it completely. Isn't your life better when you don't think about the politics?
It's such a black spot in our lives.
All right. Speaking of black spots. black spots in your lungs if you're a smoker. Pupils at a KwaZulu-Natal school have been hauled over the coals after they demanded an hour-long smoke break daily.
Pupils.
Pupils.
Jesus.
An hour-long smoke break daily. Pupils. Hang on.
Yes, just get that into your head. Go on.
As far as I could remember, we weren't allowed to smoke back in school.
You weren't. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, an hour-long?
Yeah, they need an hour because really...
What, are you going to smoke 40 in that hour?
Yeah, the smoking is... It takes up a lot of their time and they feel... That they just don't get enough of a chance to smoke, and they need more time. More time, Chloe.
The legal smoking age is 16, right?
And is smoking still a thing for young people?
Well, if you're legally allowed to do it.
But I mean, I thought people were over that shit.
Squeeze in a smoke break between geography and maths.
Sure. You don't think that that's fair?
No, not in schools. You know what? The same way cell phones are allowed, but there's something about respecting the institution of school where you aren't encouraged to use your phone in class.
But if you are an addict, surely there's an argument that you should be allowed to smoke.
Oh, good point.
Because you will lose your shit if you can't have a smoke if you're an addict.
So what do we do? Do we write this off as being ridiculous? Or do we take it seriously?
How many students are asking for this?
A couple. It's a few. It's not just one. Well, do you reckon we should take it seriously?
Smoke during break. It's either you stand in the tuck shop line or you...
Yeah, that's what Leanne used to do. That's what my mother and father used to do. They were both kicked out of school for smoking.
No, really? Actually, I didn't smoke at school, but I hung around with the people who did. And they would just smoke at break.
These are not the Aviabia or the Satanists.
Oh, no, they were the
smokers. Just to clarify.
I keep forgetting Leanne had all these people at school with her, the Aviabia and the Satanists. And
the smokers.
Jesus.
The guy who put a hamster in a microwave.
Yes. Was the woman, yeah.
See?
That is a Satanist.
That was the Satanist. Yes.
So and then there were the smokers.
Here's the story, all right? So the pupils of Roseville Secondary School missed two exams last week while they protested over this bizarre demand. They wanted the smoke break between 8 and 9 at a designated area on the school grounds.
But you've just got to school and now you need to smoke.
Yeah. These are not going to grow up to be very useful adults.
No,
I can tell
not.
You right now, these kids are never going to get jobs. They're never going to be productive members of society. And we can write them off. Write them off now. We want to state clearly that we stand firm against any use of drugs, be it alcohol or any other substance that would be smoked. We will not allow such in our schools, said the KZN education spokesperson, Kwazim Tetwa. Said it will never happen.
Good for you.
He says, F you and your smoking.
Good.
We will never.
Ever.
That's what he said. We will never. So good for Kwazi. Okay. Fire has ravaged St. Francis Bay again.
Oh, shame. I saw this and I was there quite recently. I usually go to Cape St. Francis,
yes,
which is you need to now get in the car and drive to St. Francis, right?
Right.
But the community is still not over the last fire.
Yeah.
And now it's struck again.
Listen, this is very bad. I do think that it's time that they maybe think about not using thatch.
Yeah, they need
anymore.
To rethink the thatch.
I really
thing.
Feel that the thatch is not working for them.
Mm.
I hate to be insensitive about this. I hope no one's lost their lives. I know it's pretty, but when you have so many thatched houses in close proximity to each other, guess what? It's the same as the squatters in Masipumelele, where people, the fire just spreads. Stop it. Stop building with thatch. I know that that's what one of the things that makes it very charming and
be like the third
quaint.
Little pig and use bricks.
Yes, be like the third little pig.
Sorry, Gareth.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
Can't believe you quoted that.
Be like the third little pig. Leanne's right.
That's the lesson of the morning.
Thank you very much. Mm. The third little pig knew. That's why he lived, while the other two pigs were?
Well,
eaten by wolves.
That's
ravaged. Ravaged.
Ravaged by wolves. God damn it. You people have got to realize this is a serious problem, all right? Take it seriously. Enough already in St. Francis.
Here's bricks.
Here's the third little pig. Yes, sir, go ahead. Yeah.
See how many of them there are now.
because he got to live.
What are they mating or what?
Shut up, I'm talking to the pigs, Google, okay. Don't interrupt.
Sorry, sorry.
That's just them saying grace.
Alright, so
I'm so concerned.
St. Francis, let me give you the story so that you actually know what's going on. Fires raging in the Eastern Cape village of St. Francis Bay. At least 10 houses have burnt down. Brenton Williams from the Coga municipality says it's believed wind caused the sparks to fly through the air onto the houses. The blaze started at 3 p.m. on Thursday afternoon and has been contained. It is still going, but firefighters have contained the fire. Emergency services and close to 100 firefighters are on the ground. No injuries have been reported resulting from the fire. Williams adds, firefighters will stay throughout the night. It comes less than a year since a blaze destroyed homes in the area. 7 years ago, 100 buildings in the town were gutted in a runaway fire. Do you remember that?
That's the one that they still hadn't got over.
No, and I do think that there is, there's something seriously not safe about that whole situation of these houses being close together. Now, speaking of pigs, Gauteng authorities have warned farmers of a new outbreak of African swine fever. Yes, uh-oh. You heard that right. African swine fever. All right, calm down. That's the second pig. All right. Thank you. All right. Yes, we understand that this. Yes, we take it very serious. Thank you.
Sounds upset.
Well, wouldn't you be if you had swine fever
on the wall? He's just filing his nails.
He's just filing his nails. Okay. So the latest flare-up has been detected in the Swanesville area. Never heard of that
area. Did you say Swanesville?
Swanesville.
Like
a swine. Could be Swinesville. Swine.
Almost. Third time the disease has been found this year. Daveyton informal pig farmers have reported unusual deaths of pigs in Mpumalanga. Then there were outbreaks in Funderbell Park. The department is encouraging farmers to take precautionary measures. Includes not feeding pigs leftover food and not buying pigs of unknown origin. Just be careful, all right? I just don't eat pork anymore. I really don't.
I thought that's like the one thing a lot of meat eaters love.
I don't. Bacon. I'm not even that interested in bacon anymore. I have eaten bacon in the last year, but I don't eat pork in any other form. And I can cut bacon out. I'd be okay without bacon.
What went wrong, Gareth?
Nothing. I think that pigs are very intelligent creatures. I think that there is a very good argument to be made that if you're going to cut out any meat at all, it should be pigs. The way that they do not live in circumstances even akin to what they would live in the wild. We're abusing these poor little creatures, and I don't think that the taste of bacon is a good enough excuse for me anymore. I can't justify it to myself. I'm not going to tell anyone else what to do. I can't do it, and I won't. So there
we
go.
We may eat less of them, but I think there are creatures who are destined to be abused or used for humans, especially because now they're being used to grow human organs in them because they're the closest thing that we have.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to eat. Yeah, I don't want to eat pigs. Apparently, we smell a lot like pork when it roasts, if we burn.
Mm.
Really?
So yeah, if you've ever smelt human roasting, like in Borneo where they still eat people, it smells just like pig. And in Borneo, they call us the long pig.
Because he likes this.
And if you want any further, if you want to have a conversation about this, I'm not the guy to talk to. Go to your nearest fire station and ask firemen if they eat pork, and you'll get the answer that I know you're going to get.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for putting me off, Gareth.
There we go. Now you won't eat. You see,
that salami pizza I had last night isn't.
Yeah, not so good.
Well.
Don't do it. It's not. It's really, and it's not great meat for you. It's not.
Well, they eat cuck anyway, so.
Well, it's not.
I don't know.
No. They're actually very clean animals.
Mm.
If you don't put them in captivity and
feed them, cuck.
Feed them shit. they are very clean animals. They keep a very tidy little, like a burrow, a sort of a nest that they build. They're very good to their young. They're intelligent creatures.
Oh,
jeez. And when we
actually, playful.
I don't know. Listen, let's just leave this alone. You get the basic idea. Now they're getting swine flu, the poor fuckers. So, there's another story. A proud member of the South African Police Service is the way colleagues and family have described the slain anti-gang unit member, David Hoffman. Sergeant Hoffman was shot dead at a Brian Franschhoek over the weekend. Apparently, by his colleague, Sergeant Marion Apollos. Apollos appeared in the court this morning on a charge, or yesterday morning, sorry, on a charge of culpable homicide and was released on bail. It's understood the tragedy was an accident. Ugh.
Playing Imagine with guns.
At a braai. You know, again, people, drunk people shouldn't have firearms around them. We know what kinds of things happen. And clearly this is an ugly accident. They've released the guy on bail. Everyone's agreed that this is not a murder. But there's a life lost. Hoffman's family was also present, along with Police Minister Bekele and cop officials from the Western Cape. His emotional wife, Ashley, and their children were consoled by loved ones. Described as a dedicated policeman who joined the ranks in 2005, the father of two, joined the anti-gang unit when it was established last year, and his colleague said he was an integral part of the operations. What a sad story.
Yeah.
Horrible. Not killed by the gangsters that he was trying to tame, but by a colleague. Mm. Ugly story. So, Fly Safair had to make an emergency landing after a cabin pressure malfunction. Kirby Gordon, the head of sales and distribution at Fly Safair, said that the flight departed from Cape Town at 8 o'clock last night. During the climb, cabin crew were alerted to an issue regarding the cabin pressurization systems and decided to turn back to Cape Town and implement the required safety procedures. Mm-hmm. In these circumstances, crew are required to initiate full safety protocols. The pilots turned the aircraft back, and they had an altitude of 20,000 feet above sea level when the crew initiated the descent action, with the aim to return the aircraft to 10,000 feet above sea level, where pressurization is not a concern. I just think about it's very inconvenient for all the people who were hoping to get back, and they'd arranged their transport, and, they were going to get to their family or whatever, but you want to be safe. You would rather land and be safe and
than not land.
I wouldn't care about any of those things when it's about safety. Apart from your experience, Leanne, with that one, I think it was a Portuguese flight or something.
Yeah.
Has anyone else been in an emergency situation while flying?
Yeah, I have in another.
Of course you would.
Girl, you have lived.
You have lived.
No, thank you. See, I'm a
It was on a Qantas flight.
Qantas. Australia?
Yeah, on one of those enormous planes with about 15 lanes.
An enormous Qantas plane.
And we landed in very bad weather, and the wheels touched the tarmac, but they still couldn't see, so they took off again.
What?
I actually cried. I did.
Did you cry?
I thought I was dying.
Shame, Leanne. I'm sorry.
It's called a... can't remember. There's a term for it. Like a touch and go or something.
Touch and go.
Something like that.
Wait, false landing.
They just had to re-land again.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you've heard what an enormous plane sounds like when it's gearing up enough fuel or
momentum.
Momentum mm-hmm. to take off. It had to do that while we were landing. It was just all mixed up and horrible.
Knock on wood.
Oof, I'll tell you what, I do not like these plane stories. They make me very uncomfortable.
Mm.
Not good. All right, so those are the five things you need to know this morning. It is 14 minutes to 7.
And we're all alive.
We're all alive.
Let's start there.
Yeah, let's be very grateful for what the little things that you woke up this morning and you are alive. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she was saying, her parents are in their 70s, and she said that her dad actually says, "Oh, I'm so happy to be alive." But really, these things do matter, and people, we're not grateful for the little things. The fact that out of all those sperm cells that could have made it to your mom's egg cell, you were the one.
You were the yeah.
That's already the miracle. I hate to break it to you, but you've already had a miraculous existence, even if you think you're a bit of a loser right now. Like those people we were talking about earlier, you're already a winner just by being here, just by having made it to this point. You've done really well. So stop expecting a whole lot more, all right? Be grateful for what you got. Wake up on a Friday morning, you feel good. Damn straight, you should feel good.
Well,
I feel good.
Here we go. Here we go.
I would.
At least we know the song.
Yeah, at least we know the song. Yeah, I just don't feel like singing. That's all.
On the other side of the scale, my grandmother, who's 87, my maternal grandmother.
Oh, she's a spring chicken.
Has started now manipulating us.
Uh-oh, what does she do?
By bringing up death a lot.
Uh-oh. Why is she doing this? What's the problem
with this one? Something.
Because now she knows she can get away with certain things by guilting us into things.
Yeah.
So she says... She said it to one of my sisters, who's now very promptly gone down to Durban to visit her. She says, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Uh-oh.
And now time is not on my side anymore. We're like, okay, we're coming.
Oh, I don't like it when like old people doing that, manipulating. That's just horrible.
I stopped her in her tracks, though, because she's a very religious woman. And she said to me, are you going to let your father be the only man of God in this family when you could write well and take up this position as well? I'm like, no, grandma,
she wants you to be a priest.
Yeah, I'm like, look at everyone except me. I think I've way.
She wants you to be a preacher. Yeah.
Imagine Sia as a priest.
Look, my church would be fantastic.
You'd be laughing at
Wasn't
the congregation.
Your dad a pastor?
He is.
Sorry. He was.
I don't know why I thought he'd stopped. I don't know why I thought he threw in the towel.
I was like, whoa, this church.
But if you had a son like Sia, you'd throw in the towel. Like,
I don't believe anything in
All that goodness has resulted in this.
He's tried to pray over me. Still nothing happening.
No, Sia, you're a model citizen. Don't you worry. All right, people say that you must always follow your passion. You know how people say that?
Mm-hmm.
What's your passion?
Mm-hmm.
They get all excited about that word, passion, and then they try to marry it to work. Very few people are passionate about work. And it's not as easy as that. If someone says to you, follow your passion, say to them, you don't even know what my passion is. Sometimes you don't even know what your own passion is. In the final episode of The Healthy Business Show, comedian Riyad Musa talks to Fred Rode about a career in medicine and leaving it for his instinctual drive to pursue stand-up comedy. The guy could have been, and was, for a long time, a doctor. An amazing doctor. He decided, nope. You know, most parents would love a son or daughter as a doctor. This guy decided, hell no, I'm doing stand-up. That's what I want to do. Riyad shared his approach to work and social media. Talks about the valuable lessons that he's learned in connecting with people, becoming better at what you do, and scaling your personal brand. Get all the podcasts of The Healthy Business Show now. On cliffcentral.com or wherever you listen. It's brought to you by Discovery Business Insure. And you can get the entire series on cliffcentral.com.
Well, talking about passion, he even speaks about how he started off going to magic school.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very cool podcast I've given you to listen.
That apparently, this magic thing is a very, very popular thing for people to be doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, people are into it. I was talking to someone just the other day who said, that they have a friend whose son does this magic stuff, and he's unreal.
Witchcraft.
Google, really?
Witchcraft.
It's well, some people tricks. Do believe it's witchcraft.
It's
you know that.
Tricks.
Black magic.
Tricks, man.
They are tricks, but...
How do you explain some of the things, Leanne?
They can all be explained. It's just no one will tell
you. I don't know.
Those people don't talk about how they get
there
that stuff right.
There is a YouTube channel, I forget the name, but where they explain all the big
Well, there are two guys
tricks.
Called Penn and Teller, and they kind of debunk all the stuff, and they show you how a lot of the stuff is done. Because there isn't such a thing as magic. I hate to break that to you if you're a child that's just realized, like... The you know, Santa Claus doesn't exist. I don't want to be that person who ruins it for you. But the fact is, there is no such thing as magic. It doesn't exist. You can learn to trick people.
Are Penn and Teller still working?
Yeah, they're still good. They're still around, as far as I know.
They've been going at it for years, and the one I feel like just lucked out.
The quiet one?
Yes.
I've never heard of these people before. I've
never heard
so
of Penn and Teller?
Yeah. Oh.
I think if you Google them, you'd recognize their faces.
Well, I feel privileged to be the one to tell you about them. All right, let's get into some other stuff. The death pool. We haven't addressed the death pool. So a couple of people are dead on the death pool list. Should we try and get hold of Ben?
Okay.
See if he's available. Let's see if we can speak to Ben.
He loved the list.
Okay, so I have won one, Ben has won one, and Sia has won one. Leanne, you've got none.
Well, I wasn't on the list.
No, all of yours are still alive. Because you inherited Mabale's list.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. So you've got Bob Mugabe still going somehow.
Oh, my word.
Jimmy Carter still going somehow.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. I mean, I thought he was dead. Still alive.
I'm going to check.
Anthony Hopkins, still alive. Morgan Freeman is still alive. Ben Karpinski's on your list. He's still alive. Rob Kardashian, Caitlyn Jenner, Tito Jackson, and Meg Ryan. I mean, Tito Jackson. He could have at least gone. No, no luck. Sorry, Leanne.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke is 93.
And still going, huh? You just have terrible luck when it comes to the death pool. I'm sorry, Leanne.
Oh, it's okay.
What are we going to do? I won with George Bush Sr. But because he was already in his 90s, I don't get a lot of points for him.
Oh.
See, because...
sliding scale.
Yes,
thing.
Correct. So you got 100. Who is it that's over 100? It's Kirk Douglas. So no one... You're going to get minus points on Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
Google, we've got
why am I not part of this game, Gareth?
Because you came in late.
Sure. Okay, then I'll inherit... What's his name?
Ben. You can inherit Ben's list, but he's still...
Not stupid.
Technically, he still wins on this one. Let me tell you who you've got, all right?
Okay, how does it work, first of all?
You're going to inherit Ben's list. So you get Dr. Kumalo now, right? Because your guy Stan Lee's gone.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Well, Ben lost him.
Okay.
Dr. Kumalo, Ryan Seacrest... Harry Styles, not great picks, those two, because they're still young. Melanie Griffith, who knows how old she is, because she's had so much work done.
Mm-hmm.
But she could be ancient.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully.
Elton John is on your list.
Okay.
Mabali Moloi is on your list.
Oh, okay.
Clint Eastwood. Larry King, there's a good one.
Ah.
And Betty White, there's a good one.
Oh, they're old.
You don't know who Betty White is?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Damn it. Google it.
She's
just
a
now.
Jewel.
Hold on.
It's not called Googling for nothing.
Kirk Douglas, just 2 days ago.
I know.
Posed in a photograph with his family.
Kirk Douglas.
He's 102.
I know.
That's how old my grandfather was.
Oh, Betty's 97, so I think I stand,
a good chance with Betty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Betty's good.
Good.
So that's at least you got one good winner in Betty. But I feel like it's a bit of a hollow victory for me because... Sia won on John McCain, but that was a while ago. We didn't even check. So Sia, I mean, that's not a bad one to have,
no,
John McCain. You know, it was last year at some point. It wasn't exactly yesterday, right?
A couple of months ago.
No.
Because he was already sick.
I'm sure it was last year.
Fairly well, Ben sure is on the line.
Oh, Ben. Okay, cool. Hey, Ben, how's it?
Hello, Ben.
Hey, Gareth. How you doing? Hi, everybody.
Congratulations, dude. You won on Stan Lee. We went through the death pool suddenly, and we found...
Fuck, finally.
Yeah, and Stan, how old was Stan Lee? Let's just look this up and see how many points you get. Leanne,
well, it was probably like 4 or 5. Because remember, you take 100 and you minus the age.
That's right, yeah.
Born in 1922, December.
So what does that make
it? It was 95 when
90,
he died.
Okay, you get 5 points, Ben.
Wait, sorry, this is very early for me. Has he just died, or has he been the only one that died recently?
No, I won a point or two with George Bush Sr., because he was on the list.
Yeah.
You've won 5 points with Stan Lee, and John McCain scored a bunch of points for Sia.
He didn't just die. He died last year in November.
So you see, it's been a while.
Yeah, exactly. So. No. Yeah, but hang on a second. Why are we tallying up now? The Deadpool was meant to be for the whole year, wasn't it?
Yeah, well... I'm afraid that this is all we've got. I found this list, and now I decided we'd come in and update it today. So I get... You said 1922?
But Stanley... Sia said...
Stanley was 95 when he died.
There we go.
Well, George Bush Sr. was 93. Oh. So I've got 7 points. You've got 5. And Sia, how many do you get for John McCain?
John McCain was... I still need to do the math.
1936.
Okay, so that's the most points. I think Sia's in the lead.
That's a big haul.
Yeah, it's a big haul.
Oh, yeah, he was 81 when he died.
Good work, Sia. Jackpot.
Ah, shit.
19 points. Rest in peace, John McCain.
All right, so listen, Ben, I got a message from you on the machine here in the studio about Mabali not pitching on Wednesday. You were, like, surprise, sir, fucking prize, right?
I really hope that this isn't related in the same conversation. She hasn't died, has she?
No. No.
God, that would have been so awkward. Oh, fuck. I was interested with this guy.
Ben, people want to know what's going on. Where have you been? What have you been up to? Quick update.
Guys, I'm quick update. You careful what you wish for in life. I'm filming every fucking minute of my life at the moment. I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm haggard. I look like I should be in the death pool right now.
Are you a YouTube star?
Fuck, sorry. No, and that's the thing, Leanne. You probably never see the work I'm even doing because it's all client based. I'm not doing this self indulgent. Look at me, my best life stuff. I'm filming dogs today.
Yes.
It's all happening.
All right, Ben. Well, it's nice to check in with you. You've got to come in and spend some time with us one morning.
I will, guys. I will. I'll make a point of it. Yeah, like a flat old now. I drive a car. I wake up. I have two courses of breakfast.
Two courses in a while. It's good. He drives a car now. Imagine.
Yeah. Very good, Ben. All right. Yeah. Things are improving. Okay. I like this. All right. We'll check in with you soon.
They certainly are. Have a fantastic Friday.
And congrats on your 5 death pool points. Let's see who's next. It may be Barbara Walters. Who knows? You know?
Well, fuck. Congrats on third place. That's hardly something, is it?
You got a few points. Ben, can we hand over the rest of your list to Gugu now?
Okay. Is that how it is, huh?
Yeah, that is how it is, Ben. I'm here now. Jeez. What does Ben think this is? I still love you, though.
Thanks, Ben.
Do you guys
want
to take this conversation offline?
Yeah. I'm not really interested in where that conversation goes.
Do not play a part.
That's nothing for me.
This is CliffCentral.com.